Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day 32, question 86. Since then we are redeemed from our misery by grace through Christ without any merit of ours, why should we do good works? Because Christ, having redeemed us by his blood, also renews us by his Holy Spirit after his own image, that with our whole life we show ourselves thankful to God for his blessing, and that he be glorified through us. Then also that we ourselves may be assured of our faith by the fruits thereof, and by our godly walk win also others to Christ. And then turning over the page to question 87, can they then not be saved who do not turn to God from their unthankful, impenitent life? By no means, for as the scripture saith, no unchaste person, idolater, adulterer, thief, covetous man, drunkard, slanderer, robber, or the like shall inherit the kingdom of God. As we continue to think particularly about the contribution that the questions make to our understanding of the doctrine of the Heidelberg Catechism, you can see that both of these questions, 86 and 87, carry a fair amount of weight. In question 86, we have a little summary of the catechism up until this point. Since then we are redeemed from our misery by grace through Christ without any merit of ours, why should we do good works? It's basing that, as you'll notice by the since then, on everything that has come before this in the catechism. What are we redeemed from? We're redeemed from misery. How are we redeemed from misery? By grace. Who is our Redeemer? Who accomplishes this redemption of us from our misery by grace? The Lord Jesus Christ. That's who. What do we contribute to this redemption? Nothing, without any merit of ours. And then it adds this thought. Although we have been redeemed in this way, without our contribution, without any merit of ours, yet we should do good works. So you have the recapitulation, you have the summary of what the Catechism has taught up to this point, and then you also have this presupposition that, in fact, we ought to do good works. And then question 87 underlines that a little bit by raising this question, can they not be saved who do not turn to God? Now, turning to God is another way to describe conversion. It describes repentance, turning away from sin. It describes faith, turning to God. And although redemption is without any merit of ours, yet redemption does not happen against us. Redemption requires repentance and faith. And so turning from a life characterized by impenitence, characterized by ongoing hard-heartedness in the practice of sin, turning from a life that's characterized by unthankfulness or ingratitude is, in fact, necessary, which is then confirmed by Scripture testimony. So as you can see, the questions here, 86 and 87, summarize the doctrine, give us a very important presupposition, and make sure that we understand that redemption apart from our merits is not the same thing as redemption apart from conversion or repentance, which will then be explained more fully in what comes.